This is CliffCentral.com.
Keeping it real on CliffCentral.com.
Monabis.
Hello, Tumisho.
We thought we'd surprise everybody by playing something that is very un-black, ne?
Yeah, no. Everything is black.
Who the hell chose that song?
Duncan, nothing but thieves.
You're killing us, man. You're killing us here, Duncan.
And the name of the song is Itch.
Itch. Yeah. Is that the name of the song?
Yeah, I think it's you know, we've got to step it up from some Gaga to Loiso, you know?
Okay, so maybe let's just play them something they're used to. There you go.
Hey.
Welcome to Black Life.
Welcome.
It's Thursday, the 10th of December.
December
is here now. It's with us.
She is here. She's
Philip
here.
Is here.
She's here.
Yeah.
She's here.
And to celebrate Philip being here, even the president is firing the finance minister because that guy is holding on to the purse and not letting us spend the way we want to. And the president's like,
no.
Look, man.
Yeah,
no. Ngathi uzongithayela like during December. Yabona mina ngifuna ukuthenga ijet.
Yeah, no. Well, the rand is 15 rand 9 cents to the dollar. To the US dollar.
I never thought I'd live
16 rand 58 to the euro.
Mm-hmm.
22 rand 90 to the pound.
So I guess we're not going to Disneyland.
No, we're not going to UK.
We're definitely not going to Paris.
Definitely
and
not.
And we're definitely not going to London.
Definitely. Sababona Chenwar.
That's suicide, Baba.
Yeah, no.
I know. I'm sorry. 22 Rand 90.
Yeah.
For a pound.
Yeah. But is it the finance minister's fault? That's what I want to know.
No, the finance minister got fired and then the Rand dropped.
Ah.
Overnight. That's what happened. Because he fired yesterday. We still don't know why.
Right. Thank you for that golden hair that calls himself Somizi, who's 100 years old. You know, Somizi is 100 years old.
Somizi is about 100 years old.
100 years old.
He's really much older than he looks.
Nah?
Yeah.
Yeah, and he's got the audacity to tell us we look, you know.
But Somizi's been taking very expensive drugs, so.
Yeah.
You can't compete, you know. You can afford it.
Yeah, some gaga. We get lama cheap drugs, when. Cheap drugs.
Unfortunately, now that Ntantanen is gone, I don't know. Will still be happening.
Yeah, no. So why was he actually fired? Do you know?
At the moment, I have no idea. It came as a surprise to me. I know that there was some issues, you know, Ntantanene didn't want to
approve
certain things, especially at SAA.
Yeah.
And we know that the chairperson of SAA had some issues with some of the companies that were already there in terms of transformation. You know, her thing was about transformation. That was the whole thing.
Mm.
But at the same time, it seemed a little bit dodge because suddenly we've approved this deal to buy these Airbuses. Mm. Next thing you want to actually know, let's not buy those ones. Let's lease these ones from these guys.
Yeah.
And then he was like, no, you can't do that.
Let's scratch everything.
Yeah, you see, you can't do that. I think he was very responsible because he was like,
we've
approved one thing. And after we approve it, you just say, oh, by the way, sorry. Hi, can we just change it?
Yeah.
And he was like, no, babes, we can't. You know, like, you've already said you're going to buy them from
babes.
This. So we can't do it, babes. And then a lot of people believe that, I suppose, you know, the president and the chairperson of SAA are like tight.
Yeah,
you know, they're close.
Yeah.
So she's untouchable. So I guess him saying no to her was like, yo, dude, this is my girl, you know? Mm. I'm just making this up, by the way. This is not in no way supposed to be like what actually happened. But this is what happened in my mind.
Right.
So Prez was like, yo, dude, bra, bona, mfetu. And if she wants more money to lease, buy, rent, whatever, you release the money. Ngoba, like, I'm the president, so all the money's like mine, you know?
Yeah.
And Tantla was like, no, but you see, I'm the finance minister, I'm fair too, I've got to do things by the book.
Yeah.
And the president was like, sharp, you're fired. I'm going to replace you with Des Van Rooyen. And you see, at first, they think Des Van Rooyen, oh wow, it's going to be a white guy, you know? So, who maybe we're still okay? No, guys, it's he's black.
Who dares?
He's black. He's as black as you and I, buddy. And the thing about Dez is like his qualifications. I don't know. I mean, they're a bit suspect. From what I've seen, I think he's got a diploma and maybe I don't know if he's got a full
me
degree.
Those things don't surprise me anymore. If you've got standard three, you're okay.
What
those things
have?
Don't surprise me.
I think he has a diploma.
Let's not be surprised. Let's just pretend that we're not surprised.
No, we're not surprised.
No. So the ANC said in a statement, the president has exercised his constitutional prerogative to appoint a new minister who we believe it's become it's left.
I don't know if this is official, but Mbazi Mashilowa actually posted on Twitter. He said, I know the guy who's a new finance minister. He was mayor when I was premier. He was a disaster, hence his removal 2 years ahead of 2011.
Yo.
Yeah, well.
Yo.
So, we're in trouble. Comrades. We're in trouble.
Against Zuma and you know what happens.
Me, I'm scared. Oh, he's got an advanced business management diploma. Sorry. I'm only laughing because otherwise I would cry. He's got an advanced business management diploma. he's gonna be handling our finances, guys.
Yeah, no. There's Van Roy.
Guys, Sisen Jenny on Sendi Kak.
Yeah, no.
You know, I think for the first time I'm really looking at Australia and going,
it's not a bad option. New Zealand will just do the hacker.
Yeah, no, maybe New Zealand, but New Zealand is cold. So let's go back to Australia, or Canada or something.
Hey, man, I want to stay in my country, man.
I really want to stay, but we're not going to have money, guy.
At least let's convert to the yen. Let's try and be different and convert to the yen instead of the dollar.
The yang.
Yeah.
The yen.
The
yin yang.
Yeah.
Like we just create yin yang.
Yeah.
I don't know, man.
Yeah.
Either way, we're just in trouble, dude.
Yeah, no. And actors, are they in trouble? Like, are there any movies coming up soon?
at the dollar being 15 rand 90.
Yeah.
Or the rand being 15 rand 90 to the dollar means that we might be working, dog.
That's how you make movies from now on.
And if you think about it, right, no matter what you charge, like you're like, I want 1 million rands. They're like, sure, fighter. That's like $20. So it's cool. It's just you can't buy much. TVs are going up now. Everything that we import sneaks.
Mm.
I see you're wearing some beautiful Maria McCloy sneakers.
Yeah, shout out to Maria McCloy.
Those are some beautiful sneakers.
Yeah, man. I saw these,
you guys should see Mona BC as well. I mean, the sneaks are cool. I'm loving this. I'm loving the hat as well. But it does make you look like an African dictator.
Yeah, and that's the aim.
Where can I get one of those? Because I also want to look like an African dictator.
What's this guy's name? That white boy who makes clothes.
Which one?
Babatunde. Yeah.
So where did you buy it?
I bought it from Babatunde.
You called him?
Yeah.
And then he brought it?
Well, he does those shop, when you
the
do
pop-up
gigs and
stuff.
Yeah. So when you go to like a gig, a cultural gig, he'll set up a pop-up store.
He's got a whole range of hats like
that.
Different kinds of African
They match with bow ties,
Okay, because I want a whole bunch, man.
Yeah,
I
man.
Think that's my thing now. That's my thing going forward. I think you've introduced me to something.
Yeah.
Yes, you do. You actually even now you look like you're the king of Zamunda.
Yeah. She's you.
You look like you are in that Eddie Murphy movie coming to America.
Yeah, it's a pity my voice is gone, so I'd sing it for you. Yeah?
Can you sing, Monavis?
In first part, well, yes.
Can you sing?
Has that been
verified by three other people that you can actually sing?
Of course.
Okay.
Gareth must judge.
Okay, but I mean
let's bring a judge.
I think this is really funny. I'm sorry, guys.
Let's
I know
bring
I'm,
a judge.
I keep going back to this whole Ntlantlanene thing, but I don't get it anymore, And I'm at a point now where I'm not even trying to speculate. I'm not even trying to be smart about this because it's beyond my mental capacity to figure this out.
Right.
So I don't know. Maybe if someone knows what's going on, they can send us a WhatsApp,
A
WeChat. They can
tweet us.
I don't know. Because I'm at a loss, dude. I'm at a complete loss.
But what are you on a loss? I mean, let me entertain this. But don't go there because South Africans have such a culture of bitching and moaning these days. These things are going wrong.
No, I'm not bitching and moaning.
It doesn't have to be you. You don't have to admit it.
I know we are bitching and moaning.
We do it so easily.
We just jump into the bitching and moaning.
Yeah, we jump into it.
But that's the thing. I don't want to get into that whole bitching and moaning kind of session where I'm just like, why? And they're stealing our money. And this government. And no. I'm just like, I don't know, guys. I don't know. All I know is I've got petrol in my tank right now.
Yeah.
I've got food in my fridge. And you know what? I'm living one day at a time from now on.
Yeah.
From now on, I'm living one day at a time. Yeah. I'm not trying to be on some, you know, in the future.
Yeah, but scandal pays you some money. So
scandal pays me well.
Yeah, so let's go. Now,
I'm like at a point scandal. Now.
Shout out to ETV.
Shout out to ETV, guys. Thanks for the money. Yeah. I got it. Yeah. Landed in my account. No, they pay very well at scandal. They don't fuck around, eh? Like Generations actors should have just gone to scandal. But they wouldn't have cut it though, because it's tough, eh? It's tough to be on Scandal.
Really, yeah?
Yeah, I know. I struggled, eh?
Really? For you struggled?
I struggled. You know what I struggled with? I wasn't used to the speed anymore, you know? And you're shooting like 8 scenes in one day, right?
What?
And out of those 8 scenes, 4 of them are 4.5 page scenes of just talking. And
can you ad lib remix some of them?
They kind of want you to say it like it's written, you know, like they're quite adamant that, look, can you just say it like this?
Right.
And it's not like you have the whole day to shoot the scene. It's like, dude, we need to finish this. Like by the time you get to the third take and you're still messing up, it's like
somebody didn't learn their lines.
You know what I mean?
Or useless.
They want to finish a scene in 35 minutes. Like 35 minutes, we're finished with the scene, and then we're moving on to the next one. Bam, 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 bam. So that kind of like pace, like, just took me by surprise. Because you remember, I've just come from doing movies and TV series where you, like, you know, you get there and you have a talk with the director about the scene. You talk about what's my motivation and why am I doing that, and then, you know, in that line, I just don't know. No, we don't have time for that. Look, in that line, you just walk across the studio, sit down there, and then say the line, and then stand up and move there. That's directing.
Yeah.
So it would be hard for a lot of people to actually be part of that, to just get onto Scandal. Maybe that's why they pay so well. But anyway.
Yeah, you know.
Other news.
Yeah,
what else? What?
You know, the one thing I actually wanted to talk about was, I mean, are we really, 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 really looking at, like, I saw DJ Swoo's post from Mozambique to say he's at work, he's
broke, but he's not poor.
And this is the brokest he's ever been in his life. But
you know,
but
what?
Like,
that's a great marketing scan.
You know, but like, I'm thinking, what angle is the aim of telling us that? I mean,
it's,
you know,
marketing.
Is it looking for attention?
No.
What is it?
One is looking for attention, but two, it's marketing. Because if you think about it, right? He knows that that's going to blow up, right? Because what is our media like? They're going to be like, DJ Swoo's broke. Let's put it on the front page of every newspaper.
Mm.
And then when you read the story, he's saying, I'm not broke because I like spent my money at the club.
Mm, he's investing.
I've spent money on this brand called More Fire, and I've put money into marketing, and I've put money into getting the business up. So I'm broke because I don't have disposable income.
Right.
But I'm going to turn it around because I've invested in my company.
Mm.
So you've given him front page news, right? And then when you read the story, you realize it's really about More Fire.
Mm.
So he sold his brand, and it was brilliant because he played the media, the South African media, at their own game, because he knew as soon as he said, I'm broke, trust me, every black paper out there will want to write, DJ Swoo, sega broke, nyamona manje, because like...
But he's got the one tool that...
There are a lot of haters out there.
I hope Vodacom
and journalists, most journalists on black papers are haters. I'm sorry, I'm going to say it. There it is. Black journalists on black papers are mostly haters. Not all of them, but mostly. And I'm sure they were like, yeah, we saw him driving a Porsche convertible.
Yeah, whose Porsche is that?
Yeah. So
Porsche among.
So already they're like, they're jealous. Yeah. Where does he get the money? And then when they hear that he's broke, they're like, yeah, thank God, we knew it. Yeah.
Whew. And it made news.
And it made news. Now when we see him at the Chisanyama, our girlfriends won't want to take a picture with him. Hey, little did they know, they've just helped him sell more fire. Good
is it
you,
selling Swoo, though, or is it giving it away for free? I mean, like,
it's
I'm
selling.
Trying to understand.
From what thing. I've seen, it's selling. It's doing well. And why it's selling is because it's now gotten a little bit better distribution. So you can find it at
a
certain garages and spas.
Right.
And it actually tastes pretty good. I enjoy it, you know.
Really? Have you bought a can?
I bought a couple, yeah. Yeah.
Mm.
Every now and again, when I want to buy, like, instead of buying your Red Bulls, if they've got More Fire, I'll buy More Fire.
No, support.
No, we've got to. You see, the thing is, it's not even a matter of I'd like to support. It's an imperative, right? That
You've made it your own imperative to support.
No, it's my imperative to support now, to get to a point where this is like a habitual spending on black businesses. I'm sorry, I don't want to sound racist, and maybe I am.
Why are you
racist,
apologizing? Don't apologize. Say I'm not it like apologizing. It is.
I'm just saying, like, if we don't do it, right, it will never change. It will never change. So if I don't now go and spend my money on Smooze More Fire and say, okay, I'm putting money down and I'm buying this thing instead of buying Red Bull. Excuse me. For whatever reason. In fact, for the only reason that Smoo is a ducky and I'm supporting this ducky with his business and I hope it grows. That's the only reason I have.
And that's good enough reason. Forget that
how I don't the product care tastes anymore. I don't care blah, anymore. Blah, blah, like, actually, I'm at a point now where I'm like, I'm not even making those kind of excuses. But you know, it's going to be like the quality. Fuck it. Get the quality right when you start making more money. In the meantime, I'm just putting money down. Let's go.
But with all the, I mean, you see, my bone of contention is, are we coming at this thing authentically? Like to say, you know, South African brands are where they should be. And I'm talking to myself as well. Because it's like, I mean, hey man, it's a quality thing is always in check here. Are we at the level which we need to be for supporting those black products? I mean, yeah, how I do you come out them, and say you're broke and then you... like? I mean, does that drive sales? Is it because it's a black-owned thing or should we just not buy it because it's just a South African thing? I mean, when you see proudly South African on something, does it do anything for you? Does it,
yeah,
does it irk you
yeah,
on?
Yeah, yeah. It makes me want to spend every single sugar. Time, man. Come on.
Yeah, sugar.
No. I'm serious. Like, think about it, right? When you see proudly South African on a label,
yeah,
do you not like what I love is I'll go to Woolworths, right? And Woolworths does this well. I'm saying it again. Woolworths does this well. They'll say made in South Africa. So you're like, oh great, I'm buying this thing and I know it was made here. So somebody out there is working because I'm buying this particular thing. Someone like Skinny Spoo, right? His socks are made in South Africa. He could have made them in China and they would have been much cheaper and he would have made even more profit. But he's like, he decided to make them here. So actually, when I decide to buy those socks, those Skinny Spoo socks, what I'm saying is I'm buying into his vision.
Right.
And his vision for this country, which is like, you know, does it matter then whether the rand is 15 rand to the dollar if everything is in rands anyway?
Yeah, it matters. When you leave our little borders called South Africa, everything else is in dollars.
Oh, we have everything.
Everything else. Zim, no, dollars.
Why am I going to Zim?
Our whole continent is in dollars.
Why am I going to Zim? What am I doing there?
What do you mean?
No, you're saying like once you leave this, I don't need to go anywhere else. I can stay here and I have a full experience.
I have a problem with that. When are our products going to go? You know, the other day, I was at that...
what?
In Hyde Park. Uh-huh. That it was that Sanlam... What do you call it?
Oh yeah, I was at that thing. That Sanlam.
Yeah. That anyway. That shopping experience upstairs at the rooftop.
That South African
there.
Crafters.
I met a guy, right?
Yeah.
Who sells kiddies clothes? Okay.
Yeah.
Me as a South African, I can't even afford the clothes that he's got. But he said, "Look, you're not really my market." He says, "I'm the largest importer of baby clothes into Italy, and into." Probably France.
Yeah, where they have euros.
Yeah, yeah. And he doesn't sell his...
And it's 16, it's 16 rand,
I mean,
to the euro.
Yeah,
so
I mean,
care.
to sell a pair of, not even jeans, but a pair of leggings for 600 rand.
Dang. That sounds like this
for 6-month-year-old.
You see, when you're a first-time father, the first couple of things you might buy, especially if it's a girl, you might spend and then decide, oh, that was a disaster. The first thing I ever bought, the first dress I ever bought my daughter, it was a little dress that she's worn twice. It was a little cardigan and a hat. That bill was like 1,005. It was 1,008.
Right.
And I was like, oh, this is only 600. You know, I didn't know better. I was like, because to me, like, if I buy a jean for 600, right, I'm probably going to wear, if I buy three of them, those are my jeans. That's it.
Right.
So I was like, well, she'll wear this like with the other things and it'll be fine.
Mixed match,
you know. But it turns out that she only wear it that one time or twice, and that's it. So 600 is a lot of money to spend,
yeah,
on a baby's leggings for 6 months.
Yeah, but he says we are not his market. So he's there to just create awareness. And the funny part is he's now also funded by DTI. To now say, so why aren't we sending more fires into the rest of the continent? Like I'm hurtful.
What we should
just
do is
the
maybe,
rent.
Maybe we should find out from this guy how he got the DTI to fund him, so that the rest of us can know. Because to be honest with you, I don't know how it works. I've tried.
Yeah. And then he says he employs 12 women from a rural area, and they do all the knitting, blah blah blah. I mean, the workmanship is good. Make no mistake about it. It's good.
No, more fire to him. Because at the end of the day, right, we need people like that who say, actually, you know what? My primary market is Italy and France or wherever. Because that's how you go there. You sell to them, right?
Yeah.
In rands.
Right.
So now they have to go and find rands, buy them with their euros, and give you your money in rands.
Yeah.
And pay.
Well, someone is agreeing with you on Cliff Central. Temba Yena. He says, listening to you guys talking about Zuma and Nene, I'm just stressed thinking to buy or not to buy shares. Don't buy shares. Don't do that. Don't do that.
No way.
Says on the JSE with my bonus, considering the rand and the political shit we faced with, where can one invest in these tough times? That's actually a damn good question.
Well, actually, I'm going to take an opposing view. I'd say invest on the JSE right now, because the market is probably at its lowest, especially today. You need to invest now when it's low and buy some good South African stocks.
Yeah, but you're not guaranteed that it's going to get better.
It's going to get better. With the rand being what it is, dude, if you're importing something to another country, exporting out of South Africa, you are killing that market. I mean, think about it. Let's say like that guy who's selling leggings for babies at $600, right? $600 rand.
Mm.
Already in dollars. Let's divide 600 by 15. And I'll tell you, that
what
guy.
What you talk about?
No, think about it, right?
Euros, my man. 1658.
600 divided just by 15, ne?
Mm.
It's $40.
Just.
It's nothing.
So, if you're trying to leave the country or you're trying to go overseas,
if you're trying to go overseas on holiday,
R1 million,
it's gonna kick
your
ass.
What's R1 million? What's R1 million now?
R1 million?
Yeah. if I wanna move to the US,
listen, you're gonna
and
go
I got R1 million.
No, you're gonna go to the US because you're balling, right?
Yeah.
And
I got R1 million.
And you got R1 million. Hang on a second. Let's just check it out. It's Esan, maybe I made a mistake. I don't know. It's 62,000. I think it's $62,000. No, it can't be. I think it's 600 and something. Let me try again. I made a mistake. Let me try again.
It's six zeros.
It's divided by 15, ne?
Yeah.
My maths was never my. I don't know. Fuck it.
62. Must we read the number to you, Jacob?
Jacob.
Ah, do me show off in Kanza.
Number is. You do it. You do it.
Yeah. Let me just do it.
Okay. Let me try again. Let's see.
You because
divided by 15 equals. It's 66. 6,667. I don't know.
I wanted to get you guys. It is 66,666.67.
Oh.
Yeah.
No, okay, but then why do they put it like
so
that?
So you got 66, and rent is about let's say a decent place is about.
Wait. Monabisi.
No, let's calculate this. So
wait, you're telling me that if I go to America with 1 million rands, I'm going to get $66,666.
Yeah.
Like, I'm not even getting $70,000.
No, dude. No,
I'm getting under $70,000.
You are not making a dent.
With my 1 million rand.
Yeah.
Yo! Okay. Yeah. Let's put it into perspective.
It's time. We think. Cause
I'm scared now. I'm scared.
Now, do you think that will last you 7 months with your daughter and your baby and trying to match the lifestyle that you live here? So let's say you don't need a car there.
I'm not going there to match my lifestyle that I live here.
No,
when I start out, I'm just going to go there to try.
So what are you going to get? A one bedroom house?
I'm going to get a two bedroom flat somewhere.
Okay, that's about $3,000-$4,000
in
dollars.
In sort of not too dodgy part of LA. You know what I mean? Forget about New York. That's way too expensive.
Yeah,
I'll have to live somewhere far away. Yeah, you're right. It's about $2,000-$3,000, right, a month?
Yeah.
Like decent food in America. You know, it's not cheap.
Yeah.
the food that's cheap is like the crap food that's going to kill you.
Yeah, like McDonald's.
Yes, ooh, but like vegetables in America are expensive.
Right.
You know, real proper non-GMO vegetables.
Right.
Organic food.
Right.
The stuff we take for granted here is really expensive. So my grocery bill will probably still be coming in around $1,000. I don't know how I live, dude. I don't know. With $1 million that side.
But, well, it's no longer $1 million.
Hopefully,
it's not even 100,000.
It's not. Hopefully, I'll get a job, you know, as a barman or something. Because really, all I need to make is like $5,000 a month.
Do you see how important it is for us to think?
I'd be the highest paid actor in South Africa, being a barman in America. Yeah, $5,000 a month.
You know, it was a fashion back in the day to go overseas. I mean, Clema Wisa went. You know, there was a lot of people that went overseas. Tried to make their money. Tried to make their money and then come back the side with the pound or the rand.
Yeah.
But now, is that, like, can we afford to sit where we are? Because I'm seeing this thing, this Nene thing. So anyone who's going to do wrong by our Jacob of Nkandla, what is there left for us to do except
to vote?
Well, that we can do. But except to start raising an economy that is not existent on government. I know that's a very far-fetched. Help me.
Please.
For me.
Explain to me, I'm a dummy.
Yeah, let me do this. Let's go to a model that has worked, all right? Let's go to, for example, the Jewish model.
Okay.
All right? Now less than 25... The world population consists of less than 1% of Jews, right?
Okay.
Right? So in the billions of people we have, less than 1% is Jewish.
Okay.
Yet 25% of the Fortune 500 companies are owned by Jewish people.
Okay.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
So that tells me that an oppressed nation like that can own a quarter of the world's economy.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
Are we still together?
We're still together, my chief.
So how now?
We're still together, my leader.
And I mean, we can't safely say that less than 1% is in Israel.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
It should be a bad assumption.
Yeah.
So now, how does this population get it right?
Well, you see, you have to remember that when...
And they've also been through the apartheid. The Holocaust was even... For me, it was even worse than apartheid.
No. You see, you can't compare the two. And I don't want us to compare the two because...
It was worse.
Apartheid was bad, dude. Apartheid was like fucked up. I'm sorry, I'm going to say it like it was. It was fucked up. It's just that like more than 6 million black people died. Just not in like the space of 5 years, okay? But like a lot of black people died because of apartheid, and they're still dying now. Like apartheid is so sinful, and I don't want to compare the two because I don't want to be like
You're comparing it. You're indirectly comparing.
No, I'm not.
Go out on the limb and compare.
No, I'm not. I can't.
You're
compare
saying
it.
It's worse.
I'm not saying one is worse than the other. I'm just saying you can't say that the Holocaust is worse than apartheid. No, I'm not going there. I'm not going there with you, dog.
But you've gone there.
I'm not going there with you.
Yeah, but for me, you have.
All I was about to say. Well, you see, in the Bible, it says so. It's clear, right? If you read Deuteronomy, if you read before that with Genesis and everything, God promised the Jewish nation again and again that I will bless you. I will bless. And he was very specific about how he's going to bless. He says in Deuteronomy 28, verse 12, the Lord will send rain at the proper time from his rich treasury in the heavens and will bless all the work you do. Mm. You will lend to many nations, but you will never need to borrow from them. Like, if that is in you as a person from day one.
But you're
in your
not
life,
Jewish. So why are you now going the godly route if the promise wasn't done for you?
No, the promise was done for me because it's for the descendants of Abraham. Now, when Jesus came, right? And if you believe in Jesus, then you are just as much a descendant of Abraham as Jacob or any one of the, or any Jewish person for that matter.
Right.
So you can hold on to that promise. Now, having said that, I know I'm going to get a lot of stones thrown at me by black people.
Now, I'm starting
say,
here. I've got like, one in my hand.
We in Africa, we got the Bible and the white man got the land. Yes. I know. But like, that doesn't mean that there aren't like really great biblical principles that we can take and learn to use. And that's what these guys do. Like, if you live in Israel, generally, like if you're Jewish, your business principles are based on the Old Testament. And that's why their stuff works. So, for example, you may not, if we're both Jewish and you need money and I lend to you, I may not charge you interest for anything I lend, whether it's food, my car, whatever. I cannot charge you interest.
Hmm.
I can only charge interest to foreigners. And then I can charge whatever the hell I want, or non-Jewish people. But to you, you come to me and you say, Mash, I'm starting a business. I need 1 million. I say, here's 1 million. Bring it back when you're ready. And we'll come back as 1 million. After 7 years, I cancel your debt if you haven't paid it. It's like, that's how it works. Like, Ishan, I'm canceling your debt. But it works on honor, so that you have to try to give me my money back, because otherwise it stops the system from working. But I know that if you have tried your damnedest and it didn't work out after 7 years, I don't ask for the money back anymore. It's just that it was a bad investment.
I think there's someone who
when you say like, how is it that 1% of the world's population has 25% of the richest Fortune 500 companies? From that point of view, I mean, you know, if I was Jewish, right, we'll play. If I was Jewish and I went to LA right now, right, and I'm an upstanding member of the synagogue, whatever, people know me, right? And I get there with my family. They will have a special collection for me when I arrive to help me, so that for the first 6 months I don't have to worry about money. And then from there, those producers, your Harvey Weinsteins and so on and so forth, right, who are also Jewish, when I speak to them and I say, listen, these are my credentials, whatever, they'll give me a shot.
Okay.
Because they'll be like, he's a good oak. He's a good oak. He's a good oak. Give him a break.
Okay.
And that's how it'll work. So next thing, even though I might not ever become like Tom Cruise, at least I'll be a working actor.
So why aren't we giving DJ Swoo a break? Why aren't we giving Black Magazine, Ndalo Media, all these guys a break? Why?
Because we're not like that. It's not our thing. It's not what we do. For us, it's like, if I give you a break, now I'm going to buy your magazine, right? And then your magazine is going to be huge. And then you're going to be rich. And then it's going to dry like that.
Yeah,
you know, because now when you come to my house, I can't be the guy with the nice house and the nice car, and you have to always be like, "Hey, Pratumza, hey, Pratumza." Now you can be just Monabisi and be like, "No, dude, you know what? I don't really feel like hanging out on that day, or you know, when we go to Paris this time, I'll pay for my own bill." I'm not lauded. We need to be lauded so badly. It's short-sightedness. So because I don't want you to be either as rich as me or richer than me. Because really, I, as a person, I have nothing else except this money.
Yep.
Like, I have no other self-esteem, dude. You know, that's how a lot of people think. Because all I did was I just made money. So I don't even know how to hold a conversation. I don't understand things like decor. Now, when you have the same money as me, your house is going to be more banging. You're going to dress with more style and pizzazz. But I haven't got that thing of, but my stuff is more expensive.
Yeah.
So that's the mistake we make as Black people. And we continue to make.
Yeah, no. I think let's continue.
Shall we listen to Juju?
Yeah. I think someone had a message this week. And I heard Gareth's show. And Gareth was very adamant about Nelson not being a sellout.
Who was adamant? Gareth.
Okay. But I want to hear this, and I want us to unpack it for ourselves. So let's go.
I hope nobody phones you while this thing is playing.
Duncan has the clip anyway.
I guess the basics of that is Juju is saying that he believes that Madiba sold us out. Nelson Mandela sold us out. You know, the Sunshine Clause, the whatever. And basically,
all the policies that the ANC made.
He didn't nationalize everything.
Yeah, he wanted to nationalize.
He said he was going to nationalize, then he didn't nationalize. But he was never going to nationalize, guys. That was never going to work.
Yeah, no. Plus, you know, it's amazing how we all saying that. It's amazing how we all saying that, you know, it was Nelson. I think what Julius is saying is very important, you know, and I want people to hear it for themselves, because Julius is, you know, he represents a little bit of everybody, even though we won't say it out in public.
I'm going to say this. People who complain about Zuma, wait until Julius is president. Nizonya. Straight up. Like, Nizonya. You vote for Julius, it's your own fault when the country is like.
But is he broken? Not the only one doing something? You know, for me, I'm a fan of Duas.
You can't just Yeah, he's doing something, but
I'm a fan of
doing
Duas.
What? He's breaking. He's not building.
What is he breaking?
By he's going around. Let's be honest, okay? Like, give me your point about why you think Madiba sold us out. Why do you think Nelson Mandela sold us out?
Well, I'm not so sure about the sellout piece. But what he's saying is Mandela's legacy is there. Okay? For me, the big thing is his legacy is there. All right? He did what he needed to do when he needed to do it. And when he said the struggle continues, what struggle did he mean continues? Because now we are all struggling against what is happening.
You know what? You're raising some really interesting questions in my head right now that I want to put out there. Go on.
You know, so mm-hmm. What are we doing? What? Forget the legacy about Mandela. You know, Mandela. Like what I liked doing? About it, he says, you inherited a name. Me and my kids know my name. So and he was like, you know, he wants to be a club DJ, blah, 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 blah.
Ooh, Mandela.
Yeah, he said Mandela's aspirations was to be a club DJ. Now, okay, let's park that aside.
Okay, because I don't know where you got that info. Mandela always wanted to be the chief.
But also, even in that history, there's a currently existing chief that's there.
Okay.
And they're disregarding him and they're putting in their own chief.
Mandela. Because of the name Mandela.
So my thing is, are we really being authentic even in that space? I mean, we're all seeing what Zuma's doing. What are we doing? Zuma's doing. Whether
that.
We agree or not, yeah, he's doing.
His future is secured. He's cool.
You know? So
what's the point of sitting back and telling?
We moan. Like, I'm part of this group.
I'm not moaning no more. I'm just like, I'm doing as well.
It's called I Love Parkhurst. Okay. Now, right. Just to know community news around the area, you know?
Because you're in Parkhurst.
Parkhurst. Let's not mess it around. Yeah. Parkhurst. So now, my problem is it's a predominantly white group, and I don't have a problem with that. Okay. This guy or this lady proceeds to say, yo, Zoo Lake is a mess. It's dirty. People get raped there and blah, blah, blah. Like, she's posting this.
Yeah.
Like, she walked past there.
Yeah.
Okay, and she saw people drinking. Basically, she was saying all these black people drinking, and they were prying, and they're not supposed to pry in that park. They must close it and secure it, and there were no officials to do anything.
And it was Zuma's fault.
And listen, it basically went there.
But
it was a bitch and moan session, and I'm reading this thing, and I'm like, am I becoming a better person by reading this thing? Like,
no,
if I had to comment to say, listen, get over yourselves. If you see someone's doing, and then, some other ones were like, yeah, we can't even walk our dogs now. I was like, their dogs can't walk peacefully there. And like, it's just so dirty. And if they decide to clean the next week, the city council city parks is not going to do anything. City parks this, city parks that. I went into a nausea and a hernia attack.
Yeah.
Because
you threw up on your phone.
I threw up on my phone reading this thing because I'm like, what the hell are you doing?
See, that's the problem with bitching and moaning. You don't get anywhere except you just bitch and moan. That's the whole thing.
And that's all.
So that's what we
all seem to be doing. It's a cycle. Black, white, whoever, clever blacks, non-clever blacks, we're all just going around
because
the circle.
It makes you feel like you're clever. You see, it makes you feel like you're smart. And like, if you were in power, you would do things different without actually having to do anything at all.
Yeah.
Ever. Even about the small things that you can control. Like, for example, really, if you'll do it so much better, then why don't you set up a community, whatever, and everyone clubs money in, and then we get our own people to clean the park.
Yes.
But that would take, like, you'd have to have a constitution, you'd have to have blah, blah, blah. So actually then you realize that, oh gosh, the work that I'd have to do to actually get the things done that I say I could do is so much that actually just, you know what, let's just forget about it. It's easier to bitch and moan. So South Africans, our biggest problem is we do like to moan and we don't to do.
It's
so
like
what you were talking about just now, I think it's quite interesting. I don't think Mandela was a sellout. I think what Mandela had to do, and the ANC government at that time, was to appease both sides of the nation. And when I say both sides, I mean black and white. We know that, of course, the money is going to be in white hands. That's why there was apartheid. The apartheid was designed so that black people would not have money and only white people would have it. That's if you tell me that you don't believe that about apartheid and we're all equal and we all have equal opportunities, then you are crazy. Like, you are hiding. You're probably one of those white people who are like, I didn't know there was apartheid. Like, the whole time, I didn't know there was apartheid. I'm like, where the fuck did you live?
Yeah, I know.
No, seriously. Like, you didn't know that I wasn't allowed on the same bus as you? You didn't know that there was a bench that says net blankets? You didn't know that the toilet said whites, blacks? Like, what the fuck? Where did you live? You know, yeah. So, like, let's stop pretending that that didn't happen and it was not designed for one singular purpose.
But also, let's not stay there. My thing is, let's not stay there.
Let's get context. And also understand that it's not going to happen in 21 years, especially if those same people who are saying, but I didn't know there was apartheid and I'm not privileged, turn around and say, but at the same time, Mona BC, when you come to work as an intern, I'm not going to pay you as much as I'm going to pay Jason, because you see, Jason's got a car, bro, and he also lives in Sandton and needs the money. But you live in Soweto and you don't have a car, so I'm going to pay you less. And you're like, hold up.
Yeah, but we're parking the bus there, Dimitri. For me, a 21-year-old knows how to clean themselves, how to wash, how to go out and
it's about opportunities, dude. Like, if you don't give people the same opportunities, we're always going to be stuck in the same place.
Yeah, but let's not park the bus. My thing is, we're all moaning. We're in a moaning zone, and I can't deal with that.
Let's stop moaning. Let's do. So what do we do now? Here's the thing. Like, I'm not about the Julius way, which is, we're going to come to your house and take everything because you're white. We're going to come and take this company because it's white. And then we're going to give the shares to those people and blah, blah, because they're black. I'm saying, let's be fair and open about giving equal opportunity. If we're going to say equal opportunity, then we must really be open about it. And I think, you know what should happen now, going forward, in South Africa? Companies and businesses should have to open their books in terms of who is getting paid what, at what level, and who is what in this company. To get to a point where we're actually, like, either we're equal or you're not, dude. Don't tell me that we're equal, but then I'm not, like, getting the same as that dude. Why are you not paying me the same as that guy just because they're white and I'm black? Then that's bullshit. Then you're just pretending because you gave me a post. Oh, you're the manager now. But no, you're lying to me. And that's not going to help. So once we start doing that as South Africans,
yeah.
And unfortunately, some of the stuff is going to have to be radical. I'm going to say it again. You have to start buying from people only because they're black South Africans. And even if the price that they charge you, you could have gotten a better price if you had gone.
I'm not there yet. Let me not lie. I'm not there yet.
To a China mall.
I'm not there.
You know
yet.
What? Fuck it.
I'm not there yet.
I'm going to buy from these people.
I'm not there yet.
You have to get there.
I'm not there yet.
And, how did we get you there?
No,
what's,
man.
What's holding you back?
You know what it is? For me, excellence has no color. Excellence has no color. You can go anywhere in the world. Anything that is excellent has got no color. It's not black, it's not white, it's not this. Yeah, let's.
That's so nice to hear your liberal view.
Yeah, it is. It's very south. It's very south. It's not even liberal, it's very south. Because
so sweet.
Yeah, yeah. It,
let's do that.
Yeah, let's do that. Let's do that.
I like it. Let's do like, that. Because excellence has no color.
We might as well just get a cup of tea, yeah, and have a tea party and have a pity party.
It doesn't have color, and you're right, but like, we have to address certain things, and until those things are addressed in this country and everywhere else, we're going to have a problem.
Do me sure. Then I'm going to support Smu, but I support Smu
look,
from a different
look,
perspective.
Let's look at the Chinese.
I support the chutzpah.
Let's go back.
I don't support this black-owned beef.
Wait, you asked me, how is it that the Jewish people are so rich, right?
Mm.
A Jewish person, if you sell bread and another Jewish person sells bread, the Jewish person who's a consumer is going to buy probably from the Jewish person who sells bread. And maybe it might be the bread that is, you know, coming in at a better price. But chances are they're going to buy from their own.
Okay.
A Chinese person is going to definitely buy from a Chinese
person.
Have
you ever noticed that anywhere in the world, in any city you go, there's a Chinatown?
Yeah. And what do they sell? Mostly Chinese products.
Mm.
And who shops
Ducks
there the most?
And
Chinese people.
Mm.
Right? And if you read anything, like, okay, a lot of the internet is full of these economists who said, like, basically, what we're saying to you people, one was Jewish, one was Chinese, one was Arabic, everybody. They're like, listen, black people, before our money goes out of our community, it rotates 7 times. Nina, when you have 5 rand, you want to go and spend it there at that Nike shop that's owned by so and so, before you even spend in your community. So that's why we'll always be rich and you guys will always be poor.
Yeah. Okay, let's hear this out.
Okay, but we can't listen to the whole thing.
Let's hear most of it.
All right, here we go. Choo-choo. Go
let
for it,
Mandela brother. Mandela come and take me on the legacy of Nelson Mandela.
Aisha, Ella.
All everything else I say about Nelson Mandela is true. Mandela before prison spoke about nationalization. Mandela in prison spoke about nationalization. Mandela after prison spoke about nationalization. Did Mandela nationalize? The answer is no. What is an insult about that? Where is the land as adopted by the Freedom Charter, the People's Congress? Where is the land? Have people received their land under Mandela? I don't belong to a religion called Mandela. I'm not. President Mandela is a human being like all of us. He's got his own shortcomings. His legacy and his contribution to the struggle will be a permanent subject for critique in the South African politics. And we are doing exactly that without fear or favor. If you don't want to vote for me because I'm critiquing Mandela, then you want to live a lie. Give your votes to those who live a lie. I don't live a lie. I'm not going to receive votes because I must lie and sugarcoat the reality that those who led the ANC during the negotiations have compromised a lot and sold out the revolution. Mother Mandela, I don't want to single an individual out. It was a collective leadership. Mandela as an individual could do so much. He said to us, don't call me or call me. I'm tired, I'm too old now, but the struggle continues. We, the young ones, understood it to be saying, take over the baton and continue the struggle. We did exactly that.
Mm.
Why would Mandela say the struggle continues, aluta continua, if Mandela has achieved everything? He says, Julius Malema must fall. Let's hope he will rise. Mandela must rise. Let Julius Malema fall. Because I've risen. So I don't care about Mandela. Mandela is a small boy. He says to me, I've never struggled, I've never worked. My
winning a fight between Jesus and Mandela.
There.
Obvious.
What did Mandela do?
Obvious.
Sit in parliament. What did Mandela do to end a seat in parliament? Except the sailing of his grandfather?
Dumisho, what's your comment on that?
Is he saying he's defending?
No, I mean, like the Mandela name is huge.
So that's
like,
enough to get you into parliament.
I don't know if I married a Mandela chick and she was like, no, you are going to be Dumisho Mandela now. Would I be like, I'd be like,
my children will defend my legacy. They are there already. I don't know. Mandela, we hope your children and your grandchildren will defend your non-existing legacy.
Yeah.
He's throwing stones.
Yeah.
Who is Mandela in the politics of South Africa? Because his highest ambition was to be a club DJ.
We are born.
It's not me, it's what he said. He thinks today he can address issues of national importance because we must be subject of a Mandela royal family. I'm not a subject of Mandela royal family. I'm not subject of royal Mandela family. I'm not. They must address their subjects there and beat them up the way they've been beating them up. They will never do that with me.
I want to hear this.
They will never do that with me. If Mandela wants to know my credentials, I challenge him to a public debate.
Would you go on a public debate with
Mandela? Yeah, I would definitely go on a public debate with Julius. But that's because I know my stuff. I know my stuff. I know that for a fact.
I wouldn't.
I would go on a public debate with Julius.
I wouldn't.
But you know what? Julius makes a point in that. That is what the ANC promised us. And actually, you know, at the end of the day, a lot of the stuff that's coming up now with service delivery protests and the students saying fees must fall and everything.
Yeah.
Like, You remember the slogans. Like, it was, everyone's going to get houses. Everyone's going to get free electricity. Everyone's going to get free education. There was a lot of free stuff that was promised.
Right.
And it seems like the only people who got anything free were just the politicians. And the biggest problem right now is we have a democracy. So the thing is, guys, I don't believe it's on paper. The ANC can't pass every law in parliament to change everything in the country, because they've got the DA and they've got the EFF and they've got Bantu Holomisa's party. I can't remember what he runs.
UDM
that will get in the way of a lot of the papers and the new legislation that will help with certain things. Having said that, though, they're not exactly covering themselves in glory when it comes to wasteful and fruitless expenditure that every year keeps going up because of CADA deployment. Like, CADA deployment is a worldwide thing. That's what happens. When I'm in charge, I want my friends to run things because I can just tell him, Monabisi, please make that happen. And he will do what the policy that we've decided is must happen. It's just maybe. Instead of just getting some flunky who is a yes man all the time, just saying, okay, look.
Yeah, but that's, you see, now you're as contradicting, long as you're good because at your now job. We put the finance minister and he made a decision, he made a call, and now he's screwed.
I think that was a wrong call. I think that was a wrong call to fire
from the minister.
I think that was a wrong call to fire the minister.
Oh.
Because he didn't agree with something, right? Okay. That's what I'm saying. I'm agreeing with you on that one. I'm just saying.
Do you not see a level of dictatorship here? You do as I say, otherwise you'll be gone.
You know, Mbeki was far greater dictator than Zuma.
Yes, but the fruits were in the pudding.
What fruit?
Do you really want us to go there?
Yeah, I want us to go there because I'm not curious.
Do you really want to?
People have these nice sentimental glasses when they look back.
Let's put it this way.
Our economy was thriving. Yeah, for like the five black people that Mbeki made millionaires, the rest of us weren't. Like, Saki Makozoma threw money away while he was at SAA. He threw it away. Right? To some guy who came here and...
But they've all been throwing it. SAA has always been
that child, you know, who's on cocaine. The thing with Zuma is he's not as protected as Mbeki was. Mbeki, like, he fucked us. He fucked us. Like HIV AIDS and that whole denialism thing. And then the economy, like when it comes to triple BE, what it's become now, a lot of why it's not working was because of those guys.
But they implemented things. This is
what they implemented. They implemented CAC.
Yeah, well, it you may say so now, but they implemented.
They implemented rubbish.
They implemented. Oksala is, you know, for me, you've got to have results. And you know, I'm not saying Mbeki was a saint or anything, but I can't even say there's more positives than negatives. When you think of
can we just have more positives? Can we just, like,
and one that's where I fail.
Can the
when
next
it comes
president
to my current
just come
president.
In number one and just be upstanding, and just try and do good? Like, we were so hopeful with Barack Obama, and now we're like, ish, Barack, let us
no,
down.
But the proof is in the pudding. Did you see what he's done? Look at the numbers.
He's done all right.
He's done well.
He's done very well.
He's done well. Okay, I mean, the figures don't lie, you know?
But, like, he's lost his shine, though. You know, being president, it's like, if you want to lose your shine, be a president. Your age. If you're a president now, in a year's time, you'd be looking like you're 60.
Yeah, well, the average age of an African leader is 69.
Okay, but before we go, I wanted to talk about this VW gave me a Passat to drive. And I'm enjoying it so far. I'm getting into it. Now that we've just gone totally the other way around.
Yo, hi, this man.
Let's be materialistic.
I'm leaving studio because he's just... Give your plug, boy.
I'm not giving
that
plug, but you know...
Give your plug, boy. We
talk about cars on the show, right? Are we not supposed to talk about cars?
Right. You just went south there. You threw me off. You threw Duncan off.
Do you not talk about the cars that you're driving?
No.
I don't know why you're putting your earphones on the mic.
Because I'm going.
It's making a noise.
I'm going.
Okay, bye. Anyway. Yeah, no. How does it drive? It's a bit sluggish at the moment. It's very comfortable. If I was to give it a review, it's extremely comfortable. It's very well made. It's good fuel efficiency, but it just feels like when you press that accelerator sometimes. Okay, and it's because of the car I'm used to driving on a daily basis. It's zippy and nippy. It's like, I'll come around and I'll speed up in a few minutes. Sound system wise, not bad, not the greatest, but we're getting there. Sounds all right. I would have loved to talk to you about this, Monabisi, because then we could have compared with something else that's out there.
Bruh,
that's
new. I'm going to a Bang & Olufsen sound hearing blah 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 that they've collaborated with, like,
we should talk about Bang & Olufsen.
I've always wanted to listen. So I'm keen on that.
Well, we should compare when you come back.
Yeah, we should, but not on a Passat. I'm sorry. I said it.
We do car reviews.
Yeah, I said it.
Monabisi, we do car reviews.
Yeah, no. Not Passats, brother.
Not Passats.
No.
What cars do you review?
No.
The last time you guys gave me a car, you gave me a Toyota Corolla, remember?
Yeah.
And I was supposed to review that shit.
Yeah, you were supposed to review that for your nieces and nephews, not for you. What are you going to be doing in a Corolla?
Mm-mm. Passat is a daddy car. I'm supposed to be looking at it as a possibility. Like, it's a nice, it's got a good boot space for the pram and blah, blah. Because none of my cars actually have... none of them are proper daddy's cars.
Yeah, well, buy a pram that is...
that is what? Smaller?
It's smaller.
No, I like to
and,
go...
And more compatible.
I like a 4x4 pram.
Yeah, that's the problem.
That's what I like.
I don't know which 4x4 areas you go to, because I don't see you running on the roads with Baba.
No, but when I walk Baba, sometimes, you know, we have to walk on the grass because, like, the drivers are bad.
I enjoyed that one. From me...
Are we wrapping up?
Yeah, let's go.
Should we play more Julius on our way out?
No. Let's play a fun song.
I don't know which is a fun song.
Huh?
You're the younger one. You're supposed to know what the good music is out there.
Yeah, that one.
You don't know any
All
of this music.
All eyes on me. De.
No.
Mama, I made it. By the way, there was also some debate about Casper thanking his mom for allowing him to drop out of school. Did you hear that rubbish?
No, I didn't hear that.
I mean, guys, what are we, like, celebrating these days, huh?
But didn't Casper lie about the house that he apparently bought his mother? And he actually hadn't?
Yeah, no. I'm not sure what we are celebrating these days.
We're celebrating cack.
Yeah, no.
Listen, here's what Temba. Thanks for writing to us again, Temba.
Yeah, says, big shout out to Temba.
Julius Malema is very vocal. I don't trust him to lead SA. The image of the ANC has been ruined by Zuma. They need a miracle to rise from this negativity. If I was an ANC executive, I was going to propose something that seems impossible, like approaching Obama to move to SA after he leaves the White House and run for SA president, just to get everyone thinking positively about SA again, because now I'm thinking, is exile for me and my family. I hear what you're saying, because for me as well, like, Julius
exile
makes a point.
Exile is not the answer, guys.
But if Julius
it's not
becomes
the
president, I'm going to Canada. Yeah. The coldest part of Canada. I'm moving to Alaska.
Yeah, no.
Anywhere where they can take black people, I'm going there.
Yeah, no. You're on your own.
Okay, let's get out of here.
This is CliffCentral.com.